I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Negotiations to end the political standoff in Honduras collapsed Sunday, causing more concern for ministry there. The de facto government rejected a mediator's proposal for allowing Manuel Zelaya to return, but with limits on his power. Orphan Outreach is working in the slums of Tegucigalpa. OO's Tiffany Taylor says because the situation is still unstable and unsafe, all of their August trips are either postponed, changed, or canceled. That means many in Honduras will not hear the gospel. And a Cure International Hospital in Kenya is being nationally recognized in the U.S. They accepted the award from the National Hospital Insurance Fund. It commends their consistency in seeking to offer quality health care in all aspects of the program. On top of elite medical care, the hospital offers spiritual hope. They've performed 22,000 life-saving surgeries since they began and plan to expand their surgeon training program. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Get your 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.